Hey, welcome in. I'm Mia.
And I'm Leo.
This is Afterward Tea Talk, a tiny English listening podcast for people who have a job, a life, and absolutely no energy left for flashcards.
20 minutes a day, 20 minutes of English, drink something warm and just listen.
No grammar drills, no vocabulary lists, just two people after work talking.
Today's topic, that gym membership you have been paying for since January.
Let's get into it. Okay, so I have to confess something.
Uh-oh.
In January, I signed up for an annual gym membership, $2,400 for the year.
That's like $300.
I know. And I have been to that gym three times.
Three times since January?
Three times since January.
Wow. Okay. So today we are going to talk about the gym membership you never use. And by you, I mean all of us.
It was right after New Year. You know that feeling. You eat too much over the holidays. You look in the mirror. You are like, this is the year. This is the year I get in shape.
The New Year, New Me era.
Exactly. And my coworker, Jess, is like, Mia, the gym near the office, they are doing a promotion, half price, but only if you sign up this week.
Oh no, the classic trap.
So I am standing there in the lobby. There is a sales guy, super friendly, giving me the tour. We have a swimming pool. We have a sauna. We have group classes. We have personal trainers. And I am nodding like, yes, I will use all of this. I will become a different person.
Did you sign up?
Of course I signed up. I paid on the spot. And the worst part, I also bought new workout clothes, new sneakers, a water bottle, one of those gym bags that says do it in big letters on the side.
You bought a motivational gym bag?
I was feeling very motivated.
And how long did that motivation last?
About 2 weeks.
Just 2 weeks.
2 weeks. I went four times. I did cardio on the treadmill. I drank protein shakes that tasted like chalk.
And then?
And then week three, I had a deadline at work. Week four, I was tired. Week five, it was raining. And by week six, I just stopped going.
6 weeks. That's like $50 per visit for the visits you actually did.
Don't do the math out loud, please.
I did the same thing in 2023, by the way. Same gym, same trap.
Oh, Leo.
Oh, yes. Just dragged me in that time. We even had a pact. We were going to go three times a week. We were going to text each other before every session.
The buddy system. Classic.
We made it to maybe the second week, and then I stopped texting, and Jess stopped texting, and we both pretended the pact never happened.
Until January 2024, when we did exactly the same thing again.
Exactly the same thing. We are very predictable people. So now it is June, 6 months later, and the membership is still active?
It is still active. I pay monthly. I do not go.
This is what I call a phantom membership. You are paying for something that exists in theory, but not in practice.
Phantom. I love that.
And the gym keeps sending you notifications. Hi, Mia. We miss you. Come back this week for a free smoothie. And I am sitting there in my pajamas, eating instant noodles, like maybe tomorrow.
They send you messages to make you feel bad. You have not visited in 14 days. It has been 30 days. Your fitness goals are waiting. And I am like, I know, leave me alone.
And here is the worst part. Last Tuesday at 11 p.m., I was lying in bed scrolling my phone and the gym app pushed me a notification.
Oh no, late night.
Late night. Leo, you deserve a new body. Tonight only, 50% off our personal training package. Add to cart.
Add to cart? That is the craziest thing I have heard all week.
Yes, add to cart, as if it were a pair of sneakers, as if I were not already in bed with a face mask on.
Did you click it?
I did not click it, but I thought about it, and that is how they get you.
That is how they get everyone.
Have you ever tried to cancel?
Do not.
I tried once. They said I had to come in person, fill out a form, and wait 7 business days for a cancellation.
That is a trap.
So I just kept paying. 3 years now.
3 years, Leo. We have all been there.
Here is the thing, though. I think we do not actually go because we are not lazy. We are just too tired.
Yeah. By 7 p.m., the gym requires you to be in doing mode, and most of us are in done mode.
Exactly. We have just enough energy to get home, eat, scroll on our phones, and sleep.
And there is also the comparison thing. You walk into the gym, everyone is in great shape, and you are like, I do not belong here.
Oh, totally. Everyone looks like they know what they are doing. Meanwhile, I am looking at the leg press like it is a spaceship control panel.
Is this the leg press or the chest press? I genuinely do not know. I will quietly move to the treadmill.
The treadmill is a safe place. Nobody judges you on the treadmill.
Okay, before we go on too long about our money regrets, let's do our little vocab thing, because that is what this podcast is actually about. Sneaky English.
Sneaky English, yes.
Today's theme is the gym. If you have been listening, jot these down.
First word, to work out. Very general. You can work out at home, at the gym, outside. It just means exercise.
Next, cardio. Cardio is short for cardiovascular. Things like running, cycling, swimming, anything that gets your heart pumping.
Strength training. That is when you lift weights, use resistance bands, or do bodyweight exercises like push-ups.
To warm up. This is what you do before the main exercise. 5 to 10 minutes of light movement to get your body ready.
To cool down after, slow stretching, deep breathing helps your body recover.
To break a sweat. A fun one. It means to start exercising hard enough that you sweat. I broke a sweat just walking up the stairs today.
A personal trainer. The person at the gym who writes you a plan and yells at you when you try to skip leg day.
A gym buddy. Someone you go with. Having one makes you much more likely to actually show up. Misery loves company.
To skip a day. Important verb. I skipped leg day. Do not skip leg day.
And finally, to cancel a membership. The phrase we both fear.
Oh, the phrase we never successfully say.
Quick example. Leo, give me one.
I signed up for a gym membership in January, and now it is June, and I have been 3 times.
Perfect. That sentence is the foundation of every office worker's autobiography. Okay, real talk. What do we actually do about this?
Yeah, because we do not want to leave people feeling worse about themselves.
No. Tip number one, lower the bar. Going to the gym once a week is fine. Twice is great. Do not aim for 6.
Tip number two, pick a time that works for you and stick to it. Morning, lunch break, after work. Whatever. Just pick one and make it a habit.
Tip number three, bring a gym buddy. As I said, it really does help.
Tip number four, do not buy a fancy annual membership on day one. Try a month-to-month pass first. See if you actually go.
Tip number five, if you really truly hate the gym, that is okay. Walk outside. Do a YouTube video at home. The best exercise is the one you actually do.
The best exercise is the one you actually do. That is a good life motto.
Same for everything. The best diet is the one you can stick to. The best version of yourself is the one that is a little bit better than yesterday. Not perfect.
Not perfect.
Yeah, we are not going to the gym today. We both know that. But maybe tomorrow we take the stairs.
Maybe tomorrow.
And that is enough.
And if you are listening right now and you have a phantom membership sitting in your phone subscriptions tab, you are not a bad person. You are just a person with a job, a life, and a slightly optimistic January self.
That slightly optimistic January self believed in you. And that is kind of sweet.
It is sweet.
So here is what I want to leave you with. Stop punishing yourself for not going. Cancel the membership if you can. Keep it if you actually like the idea of it. But please stop opening the gym app at midnight and clicking add to cart.
Do not add the personal training package to cart at midnight. That is a rule.
That is a rule.
Be kind to the January version of yourself. She tried her best.
She really did. All right, that is our show for today.
If you laughed, we did our job. If you felt seen, even better.
Thanks for spending your evening with us. See you after work.